guys, we are back with another episode. My name is Sulon. It's a public service announcement. I'm changing my name. I want you bitches to call me Sulon from here on out.
I know that's right. My name is Ashley. I don't know about our name change yet, but we're going to get there. But yes, welcome back to another episode of Two Besties on a Couch. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor. Shout out to Keith.
Tila.
Dang, ay, ay, sparkler. Ay, ay.
Bow, bow, bow. Get it sexy.
That's my shit.
It's just a little chill down day for us. So we are not drinking on this episode, y'all. So we're going to have a nice little sober time. I need everybody to pause, take a deep breath in. Yep, that's it right there. That's what we needed.
Yeah. Today's episode is going to be clear some shit up. So we are clearing that shit up today.
Clearing this shit up.
And all it is, you guys, is just a little recap. We have not recorded since we have dropped all three of our episodes. And we just want to say thank you guys so much for all the love and support. We are so happy and so excited that you guys are enjoying it. And thank you all so much for the love and support. It literally means the world to us.
Real talk. It's been a lot of like genuine love, like, and support. And honestly, like, I feel like we dropped it with just no expectations besides like, okay, let's do this shit, and hopefully it goes well. And we're major perfectionists. It took a while for us to get started because we'd be overthinking shit. And I know I definitely be overthinking stuff. So, but here we are, and we're happy to be here. We do batch our content, so we're excited to kind of give it another go. But yes, let's get into clear this shit up.
Yeah, it's basically just a little bit of our journey along the road of what it takes to become podcasters. And it may look easy. I may make this shit look real easy. No, I'm kidding. But it is very difficult just because everybody has different shit going on in their life, their personal life, and then coming and doing something that you love is just not as easy road. But it is super fun. And I literally love this so much. And no, so it's just been so much fun. So let's,
No, real talk. I be at work mad as hell. I gotta, I gotta do actual work when I'm like focused on the pod and like editing and posting everything. Yeah. So it's a lot of learning curves. We are here down to the graphics and even watching back at the episodes. I hate my voice, y'all. But here, you are hearing it and now we're gonna get used to it. It's just a part of the
process.
It is a part of the process.
I just love it here. I love sitting here and then like talking to you guys and just like talking crazy ass shit that I do on a regular basis. And then y'all here because it's like, it's just fun. You know what I'm saying? But we did want to clear up on our third episode. If you have not checked out our episodes, please go back and check out
episode 2, part 2.
Yes. Check out all of our episodes. Like, binge it. It's some good shit in there.
It is. It's not even too just long. We really clipped it up to keep it.
We do. We clip up the content because until you guys tell us that y'all want more content, we try to do it a little bit at a time. So you don't, because they say people's attention span isn't that long.
Attention spans is real short. And we saw y'all only be watching stuff for 7 seconds at a time on a little reel.
That's wild. Y'all can't
watch the whole thing.
No, but you can't pay attention that long. I'm not even saying mine. I love good, like, my favorite content creators. I love good content. Like, I love long content. I'm doing my hair. I'm cleaning my room. Mm-hmm. I got it planned in the background. I'm like, girl, where'd you get that top from? No, that's right. I love that shit. But that's just me. But yes, nonetheless, so listen up. I cuss a lot. Ashley really doesn't cuss a lot. We very much want to clear that up. If you see part one, you just go watch part 2 and 1. You're going to see, like, it was like cool, calm.
A lot of blurbing.
And beep, 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 beep. It's because I get super lit. It's really because I really don't go out. I really don't drink a lot. And so when I do have a drink or two, it just gets crazy.
No, same. Real talk. Batching content and drinking a cocktail each episode, we going to balance that out somehow.
Okay? Yeah. That's a lot, y'all. You know?
We be slithered on the last one.
Especially at the last, like, you'll see when it starts going. Y'all be like, what the hell? Like, I'll be...
If we were really to put that stuff that we clipped out in there, maybe we'll release it one day.
Yeah, maybe we can do, nice like, an episode. B-roll. We could do the episode of all the clips that we've made.
They clipped
some,
out?
Everything that we clipped out. Because some things are so embarrassing. I'm like, we can't post it. Like, I just can't do it.
And then also about our best friend telepathy. If you feel like we haven't explained things fully, we're working on it, okay? We're going to be better with the storytelling and fulfilling everything. So you guys can fully understand. I mean, we look at each other and we laugh all the time. And we're really just up here having a good little time. I feel like when it's just like literally in our name, we're just two besties on chairs right now. But we're just up here bullshitting.
Literally. And I feel like we're not like elaborating ourselves well enough, probably because we know what we're talking about or we know certain stories. Like my sister, she watches it. She's like, she's like, I know exactly what story you're talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just like we know each other. So we are going to get better at that. Like just going into more detail, of course, about our shit, because y'all don't know, but we know. You know, we're new. We just getting this shit going. Trust me.
So big, big thank you to everybody that keeps vibing and is just cool with our chemistry of how we are and enjoys listening.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, nothing.
I was going to say, how do you decompress?
How do I decompress?
I feel like we decompress two different ways.
How do you decompress?
I feel like, okay, so if I'm having like a stressful week, I like to go home and just like be by myself. I don't want to go out clubbing. Like that stresses me out. I don't want to go out. I don't want to see anybody. I think that's like that inner, like that only child syndrome. Mm. Like, I just want to be in the house. My son is in the other room.
Yeah.
Doing whatever. Like, maybe like we do like dinner, shower. Like, that is my like, after a stressful like week, I need that.
I'm working on healthier ways. Okay. It's for me and my therapist to talk about, to be real, because
we got the same therapist. Guys. We do.
Shout out to our girl. We can't say her name, but that's our girl. Yeah. Okay. I know she be judging us a little bit.
You think so?
Hell yeah. When I say some shit, she was like, girl,
you think so?
Okay. I do be telling her. No, I do need to talk to her, but I don't be decompressing, y'all. I just work on shit. I like literally. I feel like
you like to go out though. Like you're social a little bit. That's what you know what I'm saying. Like a little. You like going out for like maybe like a little cocktail and a good meal.
Yeah, I definitely will have a good meal. Super in it, y'all. And a nice little cocktail or like
stripped in the chair. How I'm gonna strip in a chair?
I feel like I support a lot of my friends' events and that they throw. So I like to go to those, of course, outside of my work week on the regular. But when it comes to truly decompressing, my core was yoga and working out. But I have not been doing that.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a necessity for me. That is like in my routine. I'm a routine type of girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I have a child. We have a very prestige routine. And lately, I'm going through like some family stuff, so it's kind of been all over the place, and I'm like, it's driving me crazy. I'm like, I need my life to go back to the way that it was. I need that weekly structure. Like,
yeah,
and the gym it just keeps me from going crazy. I can't.
I feel like at one point I was very like consistent with everything in my schedule and was solid, but I don't know. Something shift. Like it was like I just had a really big shift in my life. Last year, and I just feel like ever since then it's like trying to work out a new norm, and I haven't been able to mentally process myself of getting back there just yet. So my therapist tells me one thing at a time, and I feel like it's just like a balancing act between this and work. So anytime I'm like out or whatever, I have been on my laptop and been out on a little Sunday party, like get there early and worked on the graphics and edits, try to like send to Brendan so it can pop up on the screen and stress about that for a few hours. But I don't know. I feel like my mind is always going. So I need to do this or something. So I'll like sit and work on it. If not, I feel like a state that I'm in, like if I go home and I sit in the bed, I'm just going to like death scroll. I don't want to do that.
It's crazy. I get anxiety. This is crazy, but I get anxiety when I don't have my son in my house at night. It's wild, but it's true. Like, we're very strict about who he can stay the night with. He can't stay at a lot of people's houses. No offense to aunts and uncles, but he just can't. But even when he's like at his dad's house, grandparents, grandma, whatever, I don't know why. I just have I'm like, of course I know he's safe, but it's just like, it's not even that. It's just like, he's not here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess that is a difference.
I was thinking about this, like, I was just like, damn, because I like to wait. I like to do this, like this little practice. But when I have like anxiety or if I'm going through something, I got mad or something, I like to just sit there 5 seconds. Like, well, I mean, I said 5 seconds, what the fuck? Like 5 minutes. And I'm like, why do I feel this way? Like what? I like to pinpoint exactly why I feel this way. So I will never, I'll try not to feel that way again.
Yes, I've been working on that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Actually, like figuring out the source.
Yes.
I don't know if I love it.
That's crazy. I love it.
That shit ain't easy. Cause I'm like, for me, when I piece some shit together, I'm like, wow, like I can't believe that this is stemming from like a whole nother route that I don't want to accept yet. So. Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. I was not expecting that. That shit's funny. For me, it's like, I have an attitude problem. I'm like one of the biggest brats ever. And blame Chiyoko if you got a problem with it, okay? I'm the only child. But it's crazy because it's like, I'll be like, why am I getting, like the other morning I got irritated. I had my sister call. I had a bunch of people just in my face talking. And I said, if everybody can shut the fuck up. And I don't mean it like that. But I had to go in the bathroom and I sat there and I was like, why was I feeling this way? And I was like, wow, I'm used to, like I said, my life is crazy right now. Just going through a lot of personal stuff. And I was like, it's because I haven't had my morning to myself. Mm-hmm. Like I like to wake up in peace and quiet. Like Benjamin is very self-efficient. You know, I raised my baby to be independent. You get up, get ready for school. You know what to do. I'm up getting myself ready. I go to the gym after I drop him off. So it's like at that moment, I'm by myself. I'm unwinding. I'm getting my mind together. So it's like when people are coming to me in the morning, early in the morning, haven't even opened my eyes with a bunch of different information or a bunch of different problems. And I have an attitude. I'm like, okay, that's why I have my attitude. So I have to set up some boundaries and be like, hey, nobody call me until after this time.
You think that's from being an only child?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't have a sibling. Well, yeah. I mean, Drasana, but I didn't. Me and Drasana, that's like my sister, but I didn't meet her. We met when I was in middle school and we've been attached at the hip ever since. But the thing is, even when me and her lived together for a short period of time, we're both only children. So it was like never. Yeah. It never got annoying or in each other's space.
I definitely,
like, well, we used to fight all the time. Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely have like middle child syndrome because there's like three of us. And then so my brother could always do whatever he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was paying attention to my sister. My sister was like, you know, oh,
it's little baby.
Like, whatever. And it was like, I was always doing everything.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I feel I like I'm just used to not super relaxing.
Yeah, when we talked about that. Yeah, when we were talking about like, the soft girl, like,
yeah,
soft girl era or whatever that means for some people. And I didn't get it when I seen it on the internet because I'm the only child on my mother's side and my mom very much spoiled me a lot.
Mm.
And then relationships that I've gone to, I like men that do the same thing and it's not even materialistic things. It could be, my car recently, like, it just stopped working when I was at the thing. I'm not used to that. So a girl came up and she was trying to help me, her and her boyfriend. And then a police came and she was awesome. Like I love her so much. I don't even know who this girl is, but she came up and she was trying to help me. I didn't know what was going on because that's never happened. And the car is only like 3 years old. It's not old at all. And then when the police came, I was like, he was like, we're going to push the car down there. I was like, oh, I'm going to get out the car. Y'all can do it. He was like, yeah, we'll do it. I'm not used to like, and then I call my ex. He's thousands of miles away, but I knew like, it's crazy. I know he's not going to let nothing happen to me. Yeah. The weirdest thing. And then even my other ex, my son's father and his now wife pulled up and they helped me. They got the car working. I was just out of cooling, y'all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's like
a contrast because I'm super used to being hyper independent. Like when I had car troubles, like I figured it out myself. Like, I don't call anybody.
Yes.
Like, I don't even call my dad. I love my dad to death. But like, he's like, oh, you got to figure that shit out. And it's just like, I just do. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, and so
like, I'll call tow truck. I call you for some emotional support over the phone. Like, oh my God, this shit's happening. And you're like, oh my God, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, here we go. You know what I mean? Just got to push
so
through
crazy.
And
I'm
take
just,
it to the chin.
Yeah. And I'm not like that at all. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. No. Like, somebody need to fix this shit. What the hell is going on? I'm confused as shit. I'm thinking somebody hit me. I'm like, did someone hit me? Like,
I'm working on getting used to actually using my like friend
sources.
Group and like sources that I have mm-hmm. to ask for help. I just feel like it's a lot. I feel like it's always like this heavy weight of like, oh damn, like I don't want to I don't know, mess up your day, or I'm like, I'm so sorry for like inconveniencing you. And it's just like, oh no, I got you. And it's like, love, I'm just not used to asking for help. Like, I remember this one time, this guy I was talking to, and I literally, I hit a curb, y'all, and my tire went flat. And so I called him. It was like in the middle of the night, and there's snow outside. It's like 1 a.m. And he like came to help me change the tire. But like, while I was waiting for him to come, I'm like, shit, I know how to change this fucking tire. So I started doing it.
No, ma'am.
Like, yes. And that's like, but that's how I was raised. Yes, it's just like, you better figure this out on your own, because nobody's going to be there to save you.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I know, like, I've been taught how to change a tire just in case. But to me, in no way in hell, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm just like, in my mind, like, this is what men.
And that's like a soft lie. That's like a version of soft lie.
And the crazy thing is, like, it's so crazy, because my ex, one time we had to move. We had this, like, it was like a 4-bedroom house. Remember my big house? Mm-hmm. I had to move this whole house with him. It was in South Carolina. It was just me and him. And he was not expecting that, because it's like how I be acting, like I can't do shit. I don't act like I can't do shit. I'm just not doing certain shit. But it was like, of course, in that time, it was nobody else to do it. It was just me and him. And he was just thanking me how much like I moved that whole house. He's like, I cannot believe it. He was like, you didn't take no breaks. He was like, I thought I was gonna have to do this whole thing by myself, and you were gonna be like, no, I'm tired. And I really thugged that shit out. But it was like, don't ever get this shit mistaken, baby. I know how to do a lot of shit, but am I gonna do it? Hell no. I feel like that's why men are. It's not like why y'all are here, but y'all don't expect us to do certain shit either. I'm not trying to make it generals, but there is certain shit that men aren't gonna, especially if you're dating the man, he's not expecting to do. I almost said something very inappropriate. I mean, it is my podcast. You're not gonna suck your own dick, are you, sir? Change this goddamn tire right now. Like, I'm not doing it. I don't even know. I'm like, what? Yeah. So it's like, I guess like living with my mother, being spoiled by my mom. And then when I did get into like this very serious relationship that I got into, he is also very like, he likes brats. He loves brats. And so like, he was also like he loves spoiling me. So it was like, I don't know. I just, some things in life, I just can't picture myself doing. And changing that motherfucking tire, I will.
I won't touch any trash, but everything else is like, it's a process. So for sure, that I'm working on.
I was actually seeing a TikTok, and this girl, her boyfriend was like, and you didn't take out the trash? I said,
I feel like that's not even an ask. Like, that's already just automatic. Like, what?
If there's a man in my house, why am I touching trash?
I feel like it's the same thing with like cutting grass and shit. There's just certain things that women don't do if they're in a relationship.
Like, if you like cutting grass, some women I have heard, like, they like the workout. Maybe. I don't know. I ain't never cut grass before. I always wanted to do it for fun. I'm not cutting no grass. And my grandpa as well. My grandpa was in my life. And my grandpa definitely was like, my grandpa and my uncles, they were definitely like, I wasn't doing that when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the men in my life were not having that. They just were very, they was not having that at all. Any house problems that we had, my grandpa was there to fix them. So you know what I'm saying? I just grew up and I'd seen things like that, and have like my uncles and stuff in my ear being like, no, a man need to treat you like this and you treat you like that. Like, coming from men. So that's why I don't even play around with that shit. I'm not about to be playing around with you.
I think it's just how you raised, though. Like you said, if you raised around good male role models as a man and a woman, you're going to see how people supposed to move.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm learning that now off of just like seeing other people's like relationship dynamics or their parents' relationship dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, my ex's parents were super nice. I was like, wow, he could literally call them at any time for any amount of money and just like done. Like anything he asked, done. I'm like, whoa. But it's just, you know, everybody's raised different, and like my parents were raised different. So it was just like very tough love type of shit. So, but I enjoy a lot of that's why I feel like I watch a lot of podcasts and I listen to them, and I just listen to like other people's like
perspectives.
Just like,
same
perspectives,
because my mom was a single mom. It's so weird though, the life that I've like, that I'm living, or that I've always wanted to live. Like, even though my mom was a single mom, she didn't have like a lot of boyfriends like around me or whatever. It was only like two guys that I know that she dated. I heard my aunts and them like saying little shit about, you know, other niggas, but like in all it was only two men, and they pretty much, my mom like held a standard, you know. Even my mom, when she found out that she was pregnant with me, she was already, I think, in Virginia Beach or whatever. And she was telling my dad, like, oh, she went to the doctor. She tried to get on birth control. She found out she was having me. And she was like, you know what? She hit my daddy up like, oh, I'm pregnant. and I'm going to live here. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, come back. No, I'm good. Like, my mom is really not with the shit when it comes to stuff. She don't tolerate a lot of stuff. So it's like, as I grew older too, it's like, I give men only a couple chances and then I'm out of there as well. Cause it's like, my mom taught me, do not fuck with that. If nobody's going to treat you good, get out of there. Even like on my birthday, she wrote me like this cute memory. I read it to you.
That was so
I was
sweet.
Tearing up, but she was just like, basically, don't ever settle in life. You go. And it was like basically just a lot about never settling, shoot for the stars. Like, I can have anything in this world that I dream of. I just have to go out there and get it. And it was just like a dope ass message. It just made my birthday like 10 times better. I was like, wow.
Yeah. That was super sweet.
It was like a really good message. I was like, damn, like, that was hard. Shout out to you, Chiyoko.
I also think that's a cool thing about having friends with like the good parent role models. If you don't have them, like sort of sharing parents with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And my mom loves Ashley. Like, same, Ashley's mom loved me. I love her. Her family is so funny. But my mom, she loves me. And like, she loves all my friends. She loves Ashley down. Like, she adores Ashley. She's so proud of us. Like, I just love that support, like you said. And it is just about the way you grew up. And it's crazy because I'm the only child. And it's crazy because I get to see other people and they have siblings and stuff. I'm like, damn, I'm envious of that. Like, I don't know. I wanted a brother or whatever when I was growing up a little bit, but I don't have one of those. But I'm blessed because I do have like my sister. Like, I'm so, so blessed. Like, y'all cannot tell me that we're not sisters.
Yeah, even you have when your god sister. So, yeah.
Yeah. Even when you said that last night, you're like, oh my God, y'all act like sisters. I'm like, what did we do?
Oh, yeah. The bickering, everything like that.
Yeah, it's like. Sure. Oh, it was. That's what it was.
For sure. Goodness gracious. I'm like,
I didn't even know we were doing it.
We're just trying to take some pictures in the bathroom real quick. Yeah. And here we go.
Because she don't like no pictures to be posted. She be getting on my nerves. I'm like, I ain't even going to talk about it. But we ain't even going to talk about it on this one. I'm going to get into her ass later on in a couple episodes. But yes, let's move on, you guys. That was fun.
Yep.
Tell us about your parenting styles. If y'all have any parenting styles, because I'm raising a kid right now. I take advice.
Mm-hmm.
Only if it's good.
Yes.
Don't be giving me no advice. You ain't got no kids, though.
So do you feel like people who don't have kids can't give advice to people with kids?
I'm not saying that, but I just don't like to hear it. I really don't. It just depends. Like, let me say this. If it's positive reinforcement or something like that, but just to complain, my kid would never. But let me take it back. Let me take it back, because actually there is some things, like, I definitely feel like people can. But when I said that, I was thinking of those people that are like, my kid could never be over here running around. Well, baby, good thing you don't got no damn kids. It's like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Or like giving advice when no one's asking for the parenting advice.
So but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I don't give unsolicited advice to people with kids, but I feel like I definitely have a lot of.
No, but your advice is good. See, that's let me clear that. Yeah, because
let me clear that. I feel like that's the reason I don't have a kid, is I'm really taking my time. So I have a lot of stuff to process and talk about in therapy, because therapy is not easy. Y'all bitches are just like, oh, just do therapy. It's great for you.
Yeah, that's a whole episode.
I wanted to hang up on that girl. We're not going to get into that right now.
That shit's too funny. No, I'm going to clear this up, actually, because I don't mean that. I don't want to say that. I just don't like when people are like, when people are saying, like,
I got what you mean, though. It's people that are just like, I will whoop my kid if they did this and that and a quick little nip in the butt.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And like you wouldn't understand, like, the breakdown emotionally that they're having, that this is an actual little human. It's not someone that you possess. Like, you know, this person also has a brain and feelings. Like, come on now. Like, so people wield a lot of their power over kids, and I do hate that.
Exactly. And it's like, why are we even whooping our tiny humans? And it's just like, no, it's because I remember when I first had many people were like in my ear. I had them very young. I would 10 out of 10 highly fucking not recommend. Why are we having kids in our 20s? We're kids ourselves. We just left the house.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, I was hearing people and they were like, do this or do that. And it's like, when you're young, you're taking that advice. And it's like, but they haven't had a kid yet. And one of my friends that was trying to tell me stuff, she had a kid. Her kid was bad as fuck. I'm like, that's the stuff that I'm talking about. It's like projecting. And it's like, you don't know, because it's negative, though. And it's like, you don't know because you haven't been in that person's shoes yet to like understand you know how to do it. And like now you're like, oh, or whatever. But some people do have good advice. It's like, and as we get older, I will take advice.
Right.
Because now we're older. But I'm saying when you're a young mommy, you first start off, you're doing the best you can, bitch. Read a book.
They be going in on a human that's only been there for 12 months. Like, come on.
I, you know, this like, damn. Is, bro, this gets me every time. This is what I think about when my son, I'm just like, one, two, three. I'd be like, you only been here on this earth for 8 years. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. That's the scariest thing about having a kid. It's like everything that they learn is going to be from you. Every single thing that they learn.
Yeah, they're
and
core.
They will mirror you and it will make you change your life because you will be seeing your kid do some shit and you're like, who you get that from? And they like you.
And your their inner voice. That's so wild to think about.
It's
and
crazy.
It's really important to have a positive inner voice. So.
Them kids out there is crazy as hell. And we're just doing the best that we can to survive, moms. I understand. But definitely. For real, don't just be popping these kids out like ticky-tacks. Please don't. Be ready.
Yep. So, we have anything else to add on for today?
Nope. I feel like that is gonna do it today, you guys. We just went on a little bit of a rant. Got off topic as usual, but I feel like that's just what our pod is about.
It is. Like, literally,
we don't stick to the script.
What is your pod about? It's me talking to my best friend. Like, what the hell is, like, what?
It's
like,
two besties on a couch. We're in chairs right now, but it's two besties on a couch. That's exactly what it is. This phone call is turning them into a podcast.
Like, you never sat with your friend on the phone or just chilled or sat in silence. Like, come on now. Like, it's,
yeah.
Like,
and it just, the conversation just dwell. We ain't that type of podcast, baby. We don't stick to the topics at hand. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. Go check us out Go check us out on YouTube at Two Besties on a Couch, TikTok, and ooh, Instagram. Yes.
And now our TikTok is Two Besties on a Couch.
Yep.
It's no number.
No number. No number.
We're all straight.
Yes.
That's another thing of starting the pod. Anywho.
Another story.
Check us out on all the socials.
We ain't even got a drink. Maybe that's why
we can click these.
Yeah.
Get you a bottle of Shadow. Go to his website and figure out where they're selling it at near you.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.